I think the fact that the United States is going to take genuine efforts to reduce emissions is going to really put billions of dollars into the greening of our economy, that it is going to step up and engage in bona fide, open, science-based negotiations is a dramatic change. And I think that alone is going to meet a certain level of expectation.
You said that President Obama will sign up to mandatory emission cuts, but only if certain other countries, developing countries like China, do too.
We're going to do mandatory cuts because we have to, but the only way you're going to get a treaty that is passable in the United States Senate is going to be to have global participation. All countries will have to do something. We can define different rates, different levels, different layers, but it's got to be measurable, reportable, and verifiable, and in the end, these have got to be real actions that other countries have taken so that no one is feeling they're doing things, but some other country is out there undoing everything they're doing.
And there are concerns here, too, that the Copenhagen deadline could slip. Is that something that you're worried about?
Well, I'm not. We shouldn't let it slip. We need to keep that target on mind, and I think it's silly now to be talking about letting the target slip before all the players are in place and before we've really grappled with those issues. We need to keep the pressure on. We need to say, that's a target we're going to try to meet and do our darndest to meet.